We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Getting ready to talk some Bruins. Seeing it out with big names on the move in the NHL and the All-Star break approaching. We'll ask our questions to Andrew Raycroft, former Bruins goaltender, when he joins us about 30 minutes from now at 3:30. So stay tuned for that. You can give us a call, 617-779-7937. It is football postseason, and it's time to win or go home. And Boston Sports Original has all the news, all the takes, and all the games. WEEI's coverage of the NFL playoffs is sponsored by Wise Snacks. Go to wisegameday.com for your chance to win one of 100 authentic pro football jerseys. And we'll get back to the football talk, of course. But it is worth getting into the Bruins not making a move last night. And I think the question for a lot of you out there at 617-779-7937 is, do the Bruins need to make a move? They've been so good. They've been lapping the rest of the field, running circles around the rest of the league. Do they need to make a move? And my answer would be, yeah. You're in the mix. You're knocking on the door of a championship. You should be all in this season. That would be my answer to that. But I know not everybody feels that way. Perhaps you disagree. You can jump in. But Bo Horvat, who a lot of Bruins beat writers, Bruins fans had been interested in the Bees acquiring. He would have been a center not just for this season, but also for the future, to maybe take the torch from Bergeron and Krejci at some point in the future. He goes from Vancouver to the Islanders. Anthony Beauvillier goes back to Vancouver along with a prospect and a protected first-round pick. So, best I can understand it, the Bruins could have matched that deal, had they wanted to, with something like Trent Frederick or Pavel Zacha or maybe even Jake DeBrusk, a prospect like Fabian Lysell, and a first-round pick. And that's the Bruins' top prospect and a first-round pick. And you could have had Bo Horvat. Like, to me, that's not asking for a ton. It's really not. That would have replicated a lot of what the Islanders gave up. And I don't understand the Bruins balking at that for a guy who's on pace for 50 goals this year.
Yeah, I agree. And I like the first point that you made in terms of somebody for now who's going to make a huge difference for you this season when it's supposed to be the last dance and all of this, but also somebody for at least a few seasons to come if you want to re-up
on
it.
If you resign him, correct.
So, yeah, right. So he had 54 points through 49 games. If you look at the other centers that you have, you've got Bergeron, you've got Krejci, and then you have Charlie Coyle on your depth chart, who's also in his 30s. I mean, everybody, I'm in my 30s. I'm not, like, firing shots here, but all of your centers are in their 30s. This guy's at least a little bit younger. And by the way, Coyle, he only had 26 points through 50 games. So to me, that's not really comparative, but to that point,
yeah, no, he's a depth center,
exactly.
Versus Horvat,
but
who could be, you know, a top six, maybe top line center.
Make an immediate impact, and if you re-sign him, he would hang around for a few years. Maybe I wouldn't even say bridge the gap of whatever you're going to do in whatever kind of, but allow you to have a little bit more of a softer rebuild rather than a complete reset at a position that you haven't been great at as of late in trying to bring guys in. And in terms of the other guys who you're looking at who you could have moved on from, I guess the gamble there, and this is what I've heard some defenders who are okay with them not going after.
Don't rock the boat.
Yeah. Are you really going to split up the good feelings in this locker room?
Yes.
These guys are all in. These guys are Bruins through and through. Everybody's bought in on the same on the same ultimate goal of winning the Stanley Cup, which, okay, I think anyone you bring into the locker room is going to buy into that if that's the sensibility.
Paul Horvat comes in, I don't feel like winning the cup, you guys.
Like, come on. I mean, there's always next year.
Well, look,
and it understands what Jim Montgomery is doing.
But hang on. Because I actually agree with that. Like, Bo Horvat coming in, I mean, he might be in a contract push more than a championship push. Like, I don't think that's an unfair critique or criticism or thing to worry about. And trust me, if the Bruins traded for him, we would ask the question. Could he disrupt the chemistry? I'd ask that question. But my answer would be, I don't care. I want talent. Just like I said in the first hour about the Patriots at wide receiver, don't care, want talent. And that's what I would say here for the Bruins. So I don't think it's unfair to wonder about the chemistry, but I would go talent 10 times out of 10.
It just tells me that they're more interested in tweaking than making a big push for something like this.
Arkin,
they don't want to rock it too much.
Sorry, Megan. Arkin, should they have been in?
Yeah, I think they should have been in on Horvat. I do understand how you're not looking to the future right now. You're looking to this year. So investing in a guy who's going to be your center of the future may not be the greatest thing if you're talking about this year, him being a third line center at best, right? I mean, that's what you're upgrading there. I think there's other places that are more urgent to upgrade.
I know, but imagine if you have a third line center who's on track
for
50 goals.
Right.
And
I just feel
way,
like that'll diminish
him
with the playing time.
In their mid to late 30s. Like, I understand that these are durable, tough guys, but should something happen?
And look, Horvat is not a 50-goal scorer. That's not what he is. He's having a career year and a contract year. So that's not what he is, but he is a guy
but
who
he'd
is...
he'd remain in the contract year.
He's definitely a top-six player. And you're right. He'd still be motivated by that contract. So that would just be ridiculous depth. Is center their biggest need short-term? No. Long-term, I think it's a big organizational need. But short-term, is it their biggest need? Probably not. They probably need help on defense. Which brings us to an interesting discussion that Elliot Friedman had up in Vancouver, right? He makes his weekly appearances all across Canada. And if you're unfamiliar with Elliot Friedman, yeah, he's an insider for Sportsnet up in Canada. You know, the Adam Schefter of the NHL, if you will, or the Ian Rappaport, like that sort of insider news guy. And he went on Sports Talk Radio in Vancouver and said, basically, if the Bruins wanted to part with Brandon Carlo, they could have had Bo Horvat. But they didn't. Here we go.
You mentioned this morning the name of Brandon Carlo, a defenseman with the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, so you've mentioned him, Rick, and you've been on top of that. And I think you're right, as you normally are, about that he's a name that really intrigues the Vancouver Canucks. I think if he was the kind of player who would be included in the deal, I think that would be of enormous interest to them. I just don't know that I have any intel right now that suggests the Bruins would be willing to do that. And players like Carlo, they're really hard to find. I can't prove at this point in time that the Bruins are willing to do that. I think if they were willing to do something like that, I think this would be a lot closer and we'd be hearing a lot more noise in the air that this was getting close. I don't have a belief at this time that they're willing to do it.
That's Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet up in Canada on Donnie and Dolly in Vancouver. So I set that up a little poorly. It wasn't after the trade. It was prior to the trade, but the idea is the same. Brandon Carlo, if the Bruins would have included him, the Canucks would have been interested. They might have been able to do the deal. I mean, if we're talking about winning a cup, Brandon Carlo's the game-breaking piece for you. I know they need more help on the back end, but man, that for a guy who can't stay healthy, that feels like a missed opportunity for me. If that really was the sticking point and the Bruins wouldn't even have conversations, wouldn't even go there, that feels like, well, one, a missed opportunity, and B, a mistake.
Muddies the waters a little bit because it would be an issue of immediate depth there on the defense. But, you know, he's a nice defenseman, 26 years old. I'm not sure that he's irreplaceable if you wanted to move some other pieces.
He's replaceable.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so I understand that you're
he got undressed on that Jarvis goal the other night. Like, just emasculated on that Seth Jarvis goal the other night.
So, I don't know. That's where it comes down to me. It's like, is it something, a locker room thing? Do we know that Brandon Carlo is like a locker room leader? Is there something, is there an intangible with this guy that's holding the Bruins defense together?
No, I wonder.
Otherwise, I don't understand how you're not able to move on and replace.
My answer would probably be, one, it might be they don't want to rock the boat or they're afraid to rock the boat. And number two, it may be what we were talking about before, which is they need defensive help. And I agree, they do need defensive help, but I don't know, if you're making a deal for Horvat, what prevents you from making another
deal? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can move the pieces around, and I'm sorry, I don't want to sound callous that way, but I just don't understand. It's not a player that should be untouchable.
I wouldn't trade Carlo unless you're definitely getting defensive help back. I wouldn't weaken that further. I think that there's some interesting guys out there in the trade block right now. Chychrun and Vladislav, what's his name? Gavrikov over there in, yep. In Columbus. Like, those are a couple of intriguing left-shot guys who are certainly out on the trade block right now. You want to talk about Carlo and a move for one of those guys, then I'm listening, but I don't know if I'd weaken your strength at the blue line for a third-line center. I just don't know if that's a smart move.
Okay, but it's not just a third-line center.
No, but that's the most minute. He's going to play third-line center minutes no matter what. Like, that's it.
I mean, Luke Shen was on that Vancouver team. Maybe that's a piece you could have gotten back in a larger deal. All I know is they shouldn't be saying no on Brandon Carlo. They shouldn't be like, Brandon Carlo, no. No way are we even going to entertain that. That should not be a deal breaker for you. Even if you need help on defense, Brandon Carlo should not be the line in the sand that you're drawing, at least in my estimation. 617-779-7937. Do the Bruins miss an opportunity on Bo Horvat? And do they have to make a move with how well they've been playing? Again, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Joe in Boston. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how's it going? So I think you're getting a little crazy on the Bo Horvat thing. You're going to disrupt three lines that have been doing unbelievable for one, like Akian said, possible third-line center. Now, I'm not sure which guy it is, but doesn't one of the centers on the team in the top 20, I heard this afternoon on some of his stats, and, like, you're going to totally disrupt a ton of things, I think, for one guy who you don't even know for sure that he's going to fit.
No, you don't know for sure he's going to fit. And who's he talking about? Is he talking about Bergeron? Who's he talking about? In the top 20, I'd imagine. He
cannot be talking about Charlie Coyle.
No, exactly. So I don't know what he's referencing there, but I just find calls like that so fraudulent. If the Bruins got Bo Horvat, it would be, yeah, they got him. They're going to the Cup. This is an awesome move.
Well, depending on what they sent out. Let me put it this way.
Brandon Carlo? People are calling
not
in
Brandon
and complaining
Carlo.
About giving up
who's
Brandon Carlo.
Who's the breaking point where people would say, oh, you sent that out for this guy who's
I don't
not even
think
a Bruin?
There is one. I think Bruins fans would have been ecstatic if they got him. Like, if you included, like, Pasternak, something they'd never do, but, like, out of realistic names, Zaka, DeBrusque, Carlo, Frederick, first-rounders, prospects.
Lysell.
I don't think we'd get a lot of, oh, my God, they traded Lysell calls. I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong about that. He's the Bruins' best prospect. He's not like
national hype. Yeah,
yeah. Not really. He's not like a top prospect in the league. He's
Bruins
just
are like number 30 overall in like prospects coming.
It's like
up.
Dan Duquette's Red Sox. It's like, oh my God, you can't trade Michael Coleman. You know, oh, what are you doing trading Donnie Sadler? Like that would be like trading Lysell or a Bruins prospect. I don't think anybody would care. They'd be throwing parades in the streets for Bo Horvat. So I find calls like that very fraudulent.
And as far as Brandon Carlo goes, if you wanted to move him, this would be the year because he has a no trade clause that kicks in the final 3 years of his contract.
Well, apparently he's untouchable. So tell
it's
that
the heart and soul of the team, Jones. Come
shake Don Sweeney awake because apparently he's untouchable. 617-779-7937. I'm curious to get Andrew Raycroft's thoughts on this. And, well, we can expand further on whether or not the Bruins even need to make a move or will it disrupt things in that that dressing room, which is very important.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.